faction.
I think you boys are going to have to go to separate corners here for that postgame show. There's going to be some fireworks. Ryan and Lee, let's see who's got the reach advantage there. Huh?
Lee's the last of the great front runners.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll see what happens here in the second half of this one. Watterson leads 14-7 to Sales to boot it to the Eagles to start the second half. And after the kickoff, I'll give you some of the vital numbers from the first 24 minutes of action. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Sivaldi, glad to have you aboard at historic Hagley Field, where the rain just keeps on coming. Kawhi's got it teed up from the 40, going left to right of the Stallions in what used to be white uniforms. And there's the boot, and the kick is going to dribble inside the 15-yard line.
Whoa,
it's a free ball,
the
Stallions cover it at the 14-yard line. Watterson not able to cover the football, and DeSales is going to get the ball to start the second half as they cover it inside the 15-yard line. A little lack of communication there.
I don't know whether it was lack of communication or he just forgot that he had to cover the football like it was a punt or something, but I talked to Scott Rex at halftime, and I said, you know, if I was Larson, I might kick this ball off and just try to pin DeSales deep. Well, DeSales kicked it off, and guess what? They get the ball back.
Well, we'll go over the stats, I guess, after this play, then.
Yeah.
First and 10. Mark the ball inside the 14. We'll call it the 13-yard line for Joey Velasquez and company. So we start the second half, 12 minutes on the clock. Ball in the backfield. He's seen almost every play there. The quick pop in the flat goes to Hillary, trying to turn the corner. And Hillary trying to take it in to the end zone. Did he go out of bounds?
We got a flag.
And there's a flag on the play. 8 seconds into the second half. Holding is a call against the Stallions that is coming back. All right, here we go. Stats in the first half. DeSales, 112 yards total offense, 118 rushing, negative 6 passing. Watterson, 107 yards. 5 first downs for the Stallions, 10 for the Eagles. 4 penalties for 45 yards against DeSales, 2 for 10 against Watterson. 2 turnovers for DeSales in the first half, none for Watterson. Velasquez, 11 carries, 89 yards and a touchdown. Bear, 11 for 57 for Watterson. Mark the ball back at the 15-yard line. And it's going to be first down and 12 from there, from the 15. 8 seconds in to the second half. Velasquez at quarterback. Harris, the H-back. Ball readjusts to the left now of Joey from the gun now. Watterson showing blitz on the play. Toss goes to Hillary in motion, bottom to top. Nothing around the corner and tries to cut it inside. There's nothing there either. He's brought down back around the 16-yard line. Hit made on the play for Watterson by number 55, and that's Isaiah Manuel.
That's the same play DeSales started the game with, and it's hard to go side to side in this kind of weather because the linebackers are just coming. They're not reading anything. They're just coming to make plays.
Forward progress marked inside the 15-yard line, although I doubt that he got that far, but a gentle spot for the Stallions at the 14. It'll be second down and 11 from the 14. And it's ball on the handoff. Stutter step takes it inside the 10 and diagonally goes near the right hash. Gets it down inside the 8-yard line. It'll be third down for the Stallions from there with 55 seconds gone.
Third and about four.
Glad to have you aboard on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And remember, you can go online, stgabrielradio.com. And find out where it says listen live. Click there or use the app as well, too.
I think it's four down territory for the Stallions. They ought to just take this and run straight ahead.
They need four. Velasquez is going to go to the left, try to turn the corner. Looks for the diagonal move inside the five, and we'll have the first down. And he's got first and goal for DeSales inside the 2-yard line.
The ball is carried by number 9, Joey Velasquez.
So Joey Velasquez with a student body left play just goes ahead and takes it around the left side and gets a nice gain on the play and will move the ball inside the 2-yard line. We'll call it first and goal from the 2 with 10:33 left to go in the second half. Watterson leading for now at least 14-7. Hillary to the bottom. Velasquez, the quarterback, in what used to be a white, which is now a totally gray uniform. Same for Ball, the running back. Ball readjusts to his right now. First and goal from inside the 2. Low snap. Joey takes it. Velasquez trying to break the plane and take it in, waiting for the signal. Do we get the signal for the touchdown? Yes, we do, along the far side. And make it 14-13 with 10:09 left to go. With an extra point forthcoming with a chance to tie for DeSales.
Well, I was talking to Greg Sivaldi at halftime about I'm acting like I'm Mr. Magoo here trying to look out of this window. It's completely fogged over. I have no idea what just happened.
Now, Joey Velasquez takes it in, and he gets touchdown number 13 on the ground to Waya for the extra point. The snap is high. It's brought down nicely by Cerrone. The kick is up, and it is good. Great job. That was a save by Cerrone there. We're tied at 14. 10:09 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, Newark Catholic has scored again, and they have a 21-6 lead over Northridge. Also, Gahanna answers Pick North right away. The Lions lead 10-7.
Joey Velasco is now 13 carries, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns, 13 on the season. He goes 2 yards, 5 plays, 13 yards, 1:51 off the clock as they get the ball on the world's longest onside kick, and they take it in for a touchdown to tie it.
And by the way, I think we may have to say congratulations to Lee's Reynoldsburg Purple Raiders for winning the OCC Ohio, maybe the toughest conference in the state of Ohio.
Yep, I was there last night, and they played a very strong second half. They kind of got the 805 Gahanna-Lincoln wake-up call and played well in the second half of that contest, and especially with the interceptions, 4 picks, and Mershon Rice taking 198.5 yards for a touchdown. Tawaya's got it teed up at the 40, and they're looking for the same kind of result. This time it is a high kick, and it's going to hit at the 15-yard line, and the handle is lost, now scooped up inside the 10-yard line, and they're going to get it up, and Young maybe got it to about the 11 or 12-yard line, and that's about it. So Watterson, the long field to traverse with 1:59 gone in quarter number 3.
Now if you're DeSales, you can create a turnover right here, and you can turn this game right around. If you're Watterson, you got to get it out of here. You got to get at least a couple first downs to change his field position. Otherwise, DeSales is going to get the ball on a punt inside the 50, and they're going to be on a short field again.
So first and 10 now for Watterson from just past the 11-yard line. Corvette gets the snap, hands it off. Bear off the right-hand side. There's a gap to around the 13, maybe the 14-yard line, and that is it. Pushed back from there. Now, that running play was effective with Bear off the right side in the first half.
Well, now you're getting your safeties down in the box. That was that tackle was by Owen Faulkner, and he's one of the safeties, and he made that tackle at the line of scrimmage. So they're almost disregarding the pass at this point and just putting 9 or 10 in the box.
Well,
so
Faulkner made two of the first 6 tackles, I should say, in that first half because he was cheating up even then. So second down now with the ball resting near the 14-yard line. Second down, we'll call it 7, 9:25 left to go. The wide out to either side, one back in the backfield now. Horvath turns around to communicate to Bear. On a long count, gets it, hands it off right up the middle, nothing fancy, straight ahead football. Talking about north-south running, we saw it that time from Mr. Bear, and he gets it up to the 20-yard line.
Just short of the first down. It's a big third down and one here. Huge third down and one for both teams.
Talked about Bear. He is just a junior and coming into this contest tonight for Thomas. 143 carries, 683 yards. He has a touchdown tonight, giving him 7 rushing. He's got 30 catches for 326 yards and 2 touchdowns. Third down and a long one. Near hash. Blitz coming from the outside from Velasquez and Company. And on the handoff, did they get it?
Nope.
Nope. Bears brought down right across the 20, so it's going to be fourth down. And it looks like the same distance, just about 1.5 now. So we're going to bring the punt team on, at least for now. Interesting here because Horvath is staying on the field with the punt team this time. Remember the first half we saw him come to the sidelines a couple times to dry off.
You mentioned the blitz. What Joey Velasquez did is he timed up the snap count, and he just came hard. He didn't make the tackle, but he made the play because he knocked the blocker back into the ball carrier's running lane.
Now let's see what happens here if they try something. You just kind of wonder. Yep. Fortkamp gets the snap and boots it. And Cerrone retreats to the 40, slides to the 39, gets away from the first defender up to the 45. Midfield flag on the play. And Cerrone brought down at the 46-yard line. The hanky rest at the 49.
Now we're going to get a block in the back.
40 yards on the punt, 14 on the return for now. With 7:45 left to go. Tied at 14. Our referee tonight is Lonnie Freeman. Lonnie's the last guy into the scrum here. Well, he was like 45 yards away from everybody else. Block in the back is the call.
Block in the back to Sales.
Now, Brian Kennedy is contesting that it didn't happen at the 49. There was one at the 47-yard line. He's trying to say, no, don't mark it from the 49 of Watterson. Mark it from the 47 of DeSales. That's the contention he is trying to make here.
Well,
he's trying to say that that's where the foul took place. The flag was at the 49. He thought the prior block was the one that was a block in the back.
This is not good. And it's not good because we don't have a spot for the infraction. They're guessing at this point because they think it's at the 35. The ball never got that far. He caught the ball at about the 40, 41, at the 40. So they're going to, and the block was in front of that. So they're going to mark it back from the 35, which is an extra 6 or 7 yards back from where it should be.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where the flag was tossed at the 49
right.
of Watterson, but it looked like the infraction was at the 47.
But they're going to mark it from the 34, which is about a 13 extra. So it's going to end up being about a 23-yard penalty, basically.
That's so we're going to mark the ball back to the 25. Boy, that is a break for Watterson.
Oh,
there.
Huge break for Watterson.
I'm not big on new math, but
I'm not sure Ryan is very happy. Ryan Wiggins is out on the field right now talking with the officials. They know they've got this wrong. There's no question they've got it wrong. The question is, how do you fix it?
Well, the point is, was it the 49er Watterson or the 47 where we saw the penalty? That's where it looked like. Those were the two options, not where the ball's been spotted right now.
Right.
That's not even an option. Because if you figure out the yardage, it doesn't make any sense numerically there at all.
No.
So Ryan Wiggins trying to plead his case, and now we're going to move it back up some, I think. We'll see. Or maybe not.
They moved it up 1 yard.
They moved it
I don't think that's going to make Coach Wiggins very happy.
He bartered for the 26-yard line.
Wow, there you have it. And nobody's happy.
First and 10 for the 26th for Velasquez and Company. And I'm not sure. Torrey faked. He ran to the line and faked the pass. Now tucks and keeps. Gets it across the 30. Up to the 35-yard line. Puts his head down. Nice gain on the play. That was kind of strange. It almost looked like he was going to do a jump pass near the line of scrimmage. Then went and curled around the left-hand side. He got a nice gain on the play. Stretched out the defense.
I'm just surprised he could hang on to the ball because he stood up tall to throw it. And he actually cocked his arm like he was going to throw it. And then the ball's stuck in his hand, which was a miracle in and of itself.
Gain of nearly 9 on the play. It'll be second down and 1 from the 35-yard line. Maybe he's got all that sticking from Lester Hayes or somebody.
He needs all that sticking for Freddie Biletnikoff and Lester the molester there. Yep.
Second and a long one. 7:04 left to go. Two wide to the bottom, one to the top. A wing to the top or an H-back. Handoff. Velasquez is just going to keep it. Up across the 35 to the 40 to the 41-yard line. And Joey's got enough for the first down for the Stallions. Move the sticks with 6:55 left to go here in the third. Again, DeSales comes into this contest on the campaign with a mark of 5-4, coming off back-to-back losses against Hartley at 21-14 and Wentwoods 28-14. And really, when you talk to Ryan Wiggins, he'll say, our team did not play that badly in either of those contests. And Hartley has one miscue that cost him. First and 10, mark the ball up to the 42-yard line. When man in motion top to bottom, it looks like what used to be Hillary's jersey, but Velasquez is going to keep. And just push the pile across the 45, the 46, and maybe up to the 47. He was pushing his linemen and anybody that got in his way, and they just became a part of the drift up to the 47. And now the sticks are wrong along the far side. They got it up near the 48-yard line. The ball's at the 47, so it's a gain of about 6 on the play. It'll be second down and 4.
And the official over there has it spotted at the 48. Now they're moving it back to the 47.
Second down, 5.
Well,
I'm looking at that stick.
That stick is at least a yard off.
Unless geometry is playing tricks with my mind here.
No.
Second down and a long 4. 6:05 left to go. Velasquez now 16 carries, 120 yards. And he will try to add to that and get it up to the 49-yard line. This is where it starts to get a little mucky again in the middle of the field between the 45s. And Joey's got it up to the 49-yard line. Shy of the first down, though, by a long 2.
Well, the good news is this is the last game of the year, so don't have to worry about the grass condition.
You just wonder what's going to happen in Pickerington, too. Remember the game I did at Pickerington Central and Gahanna?
There's no grass left.
Grass was a rumor, and that was in week 6. Third and 2 for the Stallions. Big play near midfield here, tied at 14. Velasquez to keep, stumbles on the first step, gets to the 50, pushes, a second and third effort, and the ball is free. Squirts forward to the 45-yard line, and DeSales covers the football at the 45. That's big number 66 covering the football for the Stallions, and that is Dylan McKinney.
Yep, the right tackle. That's heads up, because one of the things you do when you fight for extra yards is you let more guys in on the football. So you just have to go down and take what you get.
So Dylan McKinney, returning starter, 6'4", 275 at right guard. Can play anywhere on the line. Started out at right tackles, played on the left side, now playing at right guard. A man who likes chemistry. Comes up with a recovery, and that's enough for a Stallion first down from the 45-yard line of Watterson now.
I've got a news break after you get done with this one. You're going
to
like
right,
this.
Let's go to the newsroom. Our anchor, Larry Wolf, is standing by. Handoff is going to go at a ball around the left side. Cuts it inside near the far hash and pushes the pile. Again, another scrum at the 42. It stops at the 41. To the newsroom we go, and Larry Wolf.
On the last play, Carter Hillary lost his mouthpiece. He's looking around in the mud, found it. Put that baby right back in. You gotta love football players. I'm telling you, that's when you know you play football and you don't play checkers.
Just didn't floss? No flossing at all?
Well, yeah, there's enough grass in there. He'll be able to floss for a week. He looks like a nanny goat. He's got so much stuff hanging out.
Kids, never drop your mouthpiece in the mud. Public service reminder from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
And if you do,
don't tell Mom.
Don't tell Mom. Just pick it up and put it back in.
Second.
He looked like he dropped a quarter out there. He's looking around. He found it. He put it right back in.
Second and six from the 41. Velasquez, the quarterback, Sharoni. And Hillary to the bottom. Hillary now gets a little tighter to the set. And Joey's going to keep it again. Velasquez off the right-hand side. Gets it inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. Boy, this is ground chuck right here.
Well, you're looking at the game. The game plan now is catch the snap, and whoever catches it, run with it.
These are the plays we called in the backyard. Take the ball and run.
I don't think any of these plays are in the playbook.
Third down and three. Well, and remember, DeSales is fighting for their playoff life right now.
Absolutely. It's four down territory. It's four down territory.
Third and three from the 38. 3:28 left to go. Tied at 14. Watterson and DeSales, week number 10. Folks, it doesn't get any more exciting or bigger than this. Wake your neighbors. Call your enemies. Tell them to listen to AMA20 or stgabrielradio.com. Hillary in motion. Bottom to top.
And that play
he gets the toss, and they bring him down. Back past the 45-yard line. There was nowhere for him to go. And that little jet sweep, he took the toss, tried to turn the corner, and boom, he was corralled back across the 45.
I think they're 3-for-3 passing tonight, but it's got to be minus 20 yards because they lose 6 or 7 every time they try that play.
Loss of 7 on the play.
And now you have to punt it.
Well, there's Lucas Colburn to me, the play.
I thought they were in four down territory, but obviously not.
Not anymore now.
No.
Facing a fourth down at 10. And Sharoni with the punt. And trickles inside the 20 to the 15 and will die at the 14. Watterson gets it back right there. 2:27 left to go in the third quarter. Tied at 14. And the Eagles with the football after that punt of some 31 yards.
What DeSales are needing to do there is run straight ahead twice and just push the pile and hope to get the 3 yards because, I mean, you give up possession here and now you're going to have to start over again.
In the muddy and maroon, Brad Horvath goes back out on the field to run the offense.
New colors, muddy and maroon. I like it.
From shoulder to toes, he is caked. And he's back in at quarterback. Colburn is in a different area code. Wide to the bottom of the set. He is picked up by Hillary. And a bad timing situation there in front. We're going to have a false start. Six guys moved, five didn't.
Except
false start.
The center still had the ball. He's looking around like, what happened?
He was open.
What happened?
First and 15, 2:27 left to go. We'll mark it back five more.
I got him. I ain't got him. Only on nights like this, you can have a comedy of errors.
Well, anytime you're around, that seems...
Oh, yeah, story of my life. They'll put that on my tombstone.
Just kidding. First and 15 now from the 10. Three wide to the bottom for Watterson. Are they spreading out the defense to run the ball? High snap. Horvath to keep.
Uh-oh.
Around the right side. He's got a gap. They spread out the defense up across the 20 to around the 24-yard line. So might be just shy of the first down, but a nice game by Grant Horvath off the right side. Remember, they needed 15 with 2:12 left to go, and they got most of that back.
They got about 14. So now Watterson's trying to figure out what can they do to move this football, and they may have found something there. Get everybody out of the backfield, snap to your quarterback, and let him run.
I've had the rosters on the back of Scott Rex's hoodie all night, and the tape is starting to give way.
I tried to thumbtack him on there, but he got angry at me. I don't understand it.
Not much
he's
of a team player.
Team player.
No. Second and one from the 24-yard line. Oh, a blitz! And Velasquez was very early.
He made it through, though.
That'll be encroachment. It'll be a gift first down for Watterson.
You have to give him credit for making it through. Nobody picked him up.
Is it easier now to run in this third quarter than it was in the second quarter, or
no.
Is your footing worse
no,
now?
No, the field's worse. Your shoes are wet. There's so much
I thought
mud
maybe you might have a better feel for it here.
No.
Like snow tires.
No.
Can you put chains on your shoes?
You can put chains on your shoes. It doesn't help your speed, though.
First and 10 from the 29, yeah. I'm right over your shoulder, so don't move. Horvath, they hand it off. That's Bear. Up across the 30-yard line. That's about it. Off the right side, he goes right tackle for maybe a gain of one on the play. With under 90 seconds left to go in a rapidly played third quarter, knotted at 14 apiece.
If this doesn't turn out well, I think Ryan Wiggins is going to rethink that third down call, just simply for the field position part of it.
Second and nine from the far hash, the 30-yard line for Watterson, going right to left.
Here they go, spreading them out again.
Colburn and Young, two of the three wideouts at the bottom. Is it Horvath time again? On a second and nine. He looks. He wants to throw it out here, and the pass is incomplete at the 30-yard line. Intended on the play for Audino. Pass a little high for Audino, and he doesn't look 100% as he kind of runs back to the huddle right now. We mentioned the fact that he had a bone bruise, but playing out there in this contest. And Watterson looking to go 500 on the campaign. You look at the Eagles the last couple of years, and last year, of course, 2-8, 3-7. Before that, 6-5. 4 years ago, 2-8. 5 years ago, 3-6.
You had to know, though, Audino would play tonight. It's senior night. It's his last game. You're going to have to cut his leg off to keep him from playing.
Bettendorf is widest to the bottom, along with Audino now to that side. One wide to the top. Bears going to readjust to the right of Horvath on this third down and nine play. And he wants to throw.
Screen.
Looking. Sets up the screen. Has his man. It's Bear, 30, 35, Bear, 40, 45. Bear cuts it back. Midfield cuts it back again to the 45-yard line. They try to strip the ball. He's down to the 40. Keeps churning the legs and pushes the pile inside the 38 to the 37-yard line. On a night where it's hard to get anybody to stand up, they had four linemen downfield ready to block for him on that screen pass.
A perfect call.
And perfect execution. 33 yards on the gain with 34 seconds left to go.
And next to the kickoff return, that's the longest play from scrimmage, except for we had one run of 36 or 37, I think, in the first half.
But Larry, to get that many guys upright at the same time was a miracle.
They're all bumping into each other, holding each other up.
They'll readjust, put three wide at the top, one to the bottom. Now in Bettendorf, Horvath, alone in the backfield. He's got a wing, though, to the bottom, and Bear. And it's a popped-up snap. That was bizarre. And a flag along the far side of the field. Let's see if we have a false start on the offense again. And we do. That thing was like just kind of a little pop-up there.
The ball didn't quite get through the center's legs in time.
Horvath coming to the sidelines to get the play from Brian Kennedy and company with nine ticks left to go in the third quarter. So moving back five to the 42-yard line. That may be the last play of the third quarter. Tied at 14. Here we go. Week number 10 to the fourth quarter. What a contest we have. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Guys, it has been all Newark Catholic here in the second half. They block a punt, then they do a double reverse pass back to Lucas Pierce. They have a 31-6 lead over Northridge.
Little trickeration for the Green Wave. First and 15 now for Horvath and company back at the 42-yard line. Wants to throw, looks across the middle, has his man, that's Boone, takes it inside the 20, and all of a sudden, Watterson wants to throw the football, and they're doing it with success on a couple of plays. Davis Boone, 33 catches, 275 yards, 8.3-yard average, and makes the catch, and it's a big gainer for Watterson. First down inside the 20-yard line, mark it inside the 16 on a 26-yard catch.
On a drier day in a drier field, you might call that an RPO, a run-pass option, but that was simply just a pop pass to the tight end off a run fake.
Watterson now, adding that into the fray, has 59 yards passing, 130 rushing, so 189 yards this contest. 166 for DeSales. We'll break that down for you in a second on a first and 10 from the 16. High snap, pulled down. Bears got it off the right side. Tries to cut the outside to the 15. To the 10. Got a seam to the 5 and brought down inside the 5-yard line with 11:26 left to go. For Watterson, we told you about their total offense. For DeSales, 166, 170 rushing, negative 4 passing in this contest. Mark the ball at the 5-yard line near hash. It'll be first and goal from the 5. Bettendorf to the bottom.
You can bet the Eagles are going to run this straight ahead.
Boone, the tight end to the right. Horvath from the gun to Bear up the middle. Looks for 5 yards and brought down shy of the goal line.
The ball is carried by number 5, Tommy Bear.
So Bear with a nice gain off the right side. 1 minute into the fourth quarter, tied at 14.
The ball is placed on the Stallion. 1 yard line.
Place the ball at the 1. It'll be second and goal from there. For Watterson. Hand it off to Bear one more time.
He's going to run straight ahead, and DeSales has to, they have to fill the gaps and try to make a crease here and get into the backfield.
Horvath again from that same gun look with Bear behind him, so 8 yards deep. Gets the handoff and
that's
brought down.
Did.
The Stallions come shooting through. They knock him down back closer to the 4-yard line.
Good old number 62 for DeSales.
And that would be Cole Potts.
Cole Potts.
Came through to lead the charge, but he had some friends in there as well, too, because also coming through was Dylan McKinney. He's playing some defense. They're going to move the ball back a couple of yards. A loss of 3 on the play. Back to the 4-yard line. It'll be third down and goal from the 4 with 10:08 left to go.
It's the same scenario. Direct snap to the quarterback and going to run off the right side here.
That's where the power is, the right-hand side. High snap, corrals the ball, tries to turn the corner. Can he break the play? Pushes, charges. He does not get into the end zone. All right, what do you do now if you're Watterson? Do you go for the touchdown?
Your field goal kicker's had no problems tonight. I kick the field goal. I take the points right here, right now.
It is fourth down and goal for Watterson. Last game of the season, tied at 14, trying to prevent the Stallions from having a chance to get to the postseason. The ball's going to be closer to the 2-yard line, it looks like. So fourth and goal from the 2.
I think they're going to wait and call a timeout here and think this
Let's
over.
Make that fourth down.
Yeah, I've never seen players in the huddle with their arms folded like this before, and that's what they're doing. The Stallions exhorting on their fans along the far side of the field as well, too. On a drizzly night, a great night to listen to a game on the radio. Waiting for Watterson to burn the timeout. Brian Kennedy will take it with 9:10 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Guys, it's turned into a shootout over at Grandview with Columbus Academy leading the Bobcats 28-21. Also, London has cut the Whitehall lead to 28-15 on a K.J. Price touchdown run. And Hilliard Darby has just kicked a field goal to retake the lead. They lead Scioto 13-11.
Scioto had a 46-yard field goal,
yeah.
I think Ryan said that one.
You're playing on turf, so you have a chance, you know.
We're playing on the real turf here, or what's left of it. Here you go. Big play. What are you looking for from the Eagles on this fourth down and goal from the 2?
Straight ahead run over right tackle.
See if Horvath goes from the gun or under center this time.
I think he's going under center.
He's close to the line.
Might be quarterback sneak.
Crane. The H-back. We'll keep and we'll push. Here goes the scrum. Does he break the plane? Waiting for a call. Do we see a call on either end? Waiting. Going to wait to unsort the pile a little bit as he crossed the plane. Still looking. A very hesitant call for a touchdown.
Well, they couldn't sort out the mud from the football, and they had a pile of bodies down there, so...
Watterson takes it in for the score, make it 20-14.
You had to know when he was under center, it was going to be the quarterback sneak, and, you know, it's tough to stop that. You just got to put guys in both A-gaps, and somebody got to come over the top, and they had it stopped initially. They just spun kind of off, and...
Grant Horvath with his eighth touchdown on the ground this season, and extra point time now for Jonah Fortkamp, and...
Big extra point.
For DeSales right now, I think you're just hoping for a tie and a chance to go to overtime with the way this game has kind of slowed down with the mud out there. Extra point is up and goodbye, Fortkamp. Make it 21-14, 8:57 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMudderMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, a little bit of a shocker here tonight. Olin Tangi has a 35-14 lead over Westerville Central. Another game that is a big blowout. Hilliard Bradley leads Delaware 49-0.
And here it is 21-14 Watterson, 8:57 left to go in the fourth quarter as Horvath takes it in from a yard out. 10 plays, 85 yards, 5:30 off the clock. And just like that, the Eagles now on top in this one as Fortkamp has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Martin J. Mitchell joining us upstairs as well, too, where we will present the Mitchell at the end of this contest. It's just like the Heisman, only better. Here comes the kick, and the return is going to start from a slide inside the 3, up across the 5, the 10, the 15, up to the 20, 25, far side of the field. That's got to be Ball with that jersey spinning and all the way up to the 40-yard line. What a return on the play of some 38 yards. And mark it first and 10 from the 40-yard line for DeSales, as now they have a chance to get back into this contest. Down 21-14. Martin J. Mitchell joins us. Martin, how are you tonight, Doctor?
Hey, I'm having a great time. Saw Bill Messerly outside. I'm out with my one of my best buddies, Dave Dunleavy. We're just having a great time in the rain.
David Dunleavy. I coached his son at Reedy.
He's right outside the door. You have to say hi to him.
Say hello to him.
Is this the perfect atmosphere for a DeSales-Watterson game in the muck, in the rain like this at Hagley Field?
Yeah, it's just a wonderful game. Puddles in the field.
Low snap, but Velasquez has got it. Tries to turn a corner, and nothing there.
Fumble.
And the ball squirts free, but they're going to say it's after Velasquez was down. So he'll lose about 5 on the play. As we approach the top of the hour, you're listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Martin Mitchell, along with the one and only Greg Savaldi and Scott Rudd. So we want to thank you, too, for your great involvement. We will pick the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. You're an ex-linebacker in this contest in the past, were you not, sir? You were a linebacker in this contest. Now you're an ex-linebacker. Right?
Well, I wasn't a linebacker in this contest. I was at Larry's school, Bishop Reedy, when I played. Here comes a play.
Second down and 15. Velasquez to keep off the right side, pushes the pile, gets it up to around the 43-yard line, Larry. And again, the first step looked like a Stembo step, and after that he was able to find some openings off the right-hand side.
You have to play a little more pigeon-toed, a little more flat-footed, and just relax and don't try to do too much too quickly, and then just let your momentum carry you. If you try to go too quickly, you're going to slip and spin out.
They need 6 yards to the Stallions on the third down play.
It's four down territory. They've got to go for it here.
Hillary and Cerrone wide to the bottom. From the 44, third and 6. Velasquez will keep. Look for a seam. Stumbles down. Gets up to the 46-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and either 3 or 4, depending on where they spot it. His knee touch closer to the 46-yard line. Let's see if they mark it at the 46 or the 47. Going to mark it at the 47. It'll be fourth down and 3. So you still think this is four down territory?
No, I don't think they're going to punt it. I think they are going to punt it.
And they still have their full allotment of 3 timeouts left, so they're going to try to pin Watterson deep. So Cerrone standing back inside his own 35-yard line. And Young back at his 20. Good snap. Runs up on it. Almost thought he was going to run with it. They run up on the football. A dangerous play. They make the catch. And they get it across the 30 to the 31 in the person of Young. Well, Martin, it's got to be a lot of fun for you to come to this game. But, you know, we want to thank you for the great job you do, not only with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, but with your insurance agency, too. Where are you located for folks so they know at home?
Sure. We have two locations, one in Hilliard at Mill Run and one right in downtown Delaware. We appreciate all the support of Catholic Radio and the good fans of football.
And do you have a website as well, too?
Yeah, we do. You can just Google Martin J. Mitchell, take you right to our website. Martin J. Mitchell, all state.
Going to call at the 30-yard line at the line of scrimmage there. So first and 10, 6:40 left to go. Watterson on a first down play. Horvath had the right side. Boone, the tight end, move early. That'll be a false start. It'll be first and 15. So you had all kinds of insurance in, correct?
We do. We do. There's been a lot of mistakes in this game.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fumbles. That was a crazy touchback there, too. Larry, what did you think about that? Was that a good call?
On the
touchback
punt? Yeah, absolutely. That ball was carried into the end zone. I mean, you can't carry the ball into the end zone, so it has to come out to the 20.
Yeah.
First and 15 now from the 25-yard line. Two wide at the top. They got handed off to Bear. Bear finds a gap, takes it up to 30, up to around the 34-yard line before he's brought down. Picks up the penalty yardage and then some, so nice being on the play. So it'll be interesting call here. Boy, if you're DeSales right now, Larry, you don't even want to give up one first down, do you?
You've got to get a stop because it's going to be hard to go 50 or 60 yards in this mud in 5 minutes. I mean, it's not like you can throw the ball and stop the clock. You're going to 3 and 4 yard it to death.
Second down, picks up nearly 10. We'll call it second and 5 from the 35. With 6:10 left to go. Horvath from the gun down with 3 wide to the bottom. Going to hand it off to Bear. Looks for the opening and got it maybe to the 36-yard line. So it'll be third down and about 4 from there. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 21-14. Watterson at 4 and 5 on top of DeSales at 5 and 4. The Stallions need a win to make that postseason party. And, Martin, you have to enjoy this time of year when it comes to high school football. The playoffs just around the corner, and then you start looking at the computer rankings to find out where you are.
Yeah, everybody will be excited tomorrow morning once they find out where they are. It's just a great time of year. The weather's turning cold. I wish it didn't rain the whole game here.
You're either excited or suicidal the morning after on a third down and 4. Bear got it, and he got drilled back at the 34-yard line. Boy, take your pick. There were 3 muddied bodies coming through. Faulkner was there. Ball was there. And, Larry, there was a quartet actually there to make the hit on the play.
Yeah, and I'm kind of surprised DeSales isn't going to burn a timeout here because by the time they spot this ball, they're going to lose about 35 or 40 seconds on the clock. And right now the clock is everything. It's 5 minutes. We're coming up on the 5-minute mark. And they just now spotted it. So
Cerrone taps his shoes as he goes deep now at the 35-yard line. Hordkamp standing back at his own 20 to punt.
Been amazingly good punt snaps tonight. We never had trouble with the short snaps, but the punt snaps have been right on target. Hope I didn't jinx them.
Hordkamp has had 2 blocks on the campaign. See if DeSales comes with the pressure from the outside. They do. There's the kick, gets it off. Cerrone is going to wait, try to get the hop, but he's
got to
get by him. Inside the 30, and it turns sideways at the 26-yard line. The Stallions get it back. They need a touchdown and an extra point to tie. 4.5 minutes left to go, 40 yards on the punt. No return, and here you go. All right, if you're DeSales, Larry, you mentioned the fact that this is not a fast-moving kind of drive that you've had in this contest to get your 2 scores. What are you contemplating right now with Joey Velasco as a quarterback?
Well, the whole world thinks they're going to run it straight ahead. So they came out the first play of the second half with a tiny little 2-yard pass that went for a touchdown that was called back on a penalty. You might want to see a little screen play or a little tunnel screen on the outside, something short where you can get one-on-one in the open, and if one guy misses, you can go the distance.
First and 10 from just past the 25-yard line for Velasquez and Company. The ball in the backfield. That's Hillary in motion. Low snap. Velasquez wants to throw downfield and just overthrows his man across midfield. I think that's Faulkner. That's what's left of 24 on the back of his jersey. And the pass falls incomplete. And Faulkner did get a paw on that. And looking for the catch and for Owen. 18 catches, 307 yards on the campaign, and just a little bit too far.
That ball was right on the money. On a dry day, he might have had it, but that ball was right on the fingertips, and he just couldn't pull it in.
That was a great throw and almost a great catch.
And Joey Velasquez now has just attempted 30 passes on the season as he's taken over for Reno Godfrey. This time he will keep, take it straight ahead, and burrow his way to around the 30-yard line. It'll be third down from there. Martin, do you have a memorable rainy, muddy game when you were playing for the Silver Knights?
I remember a game once at West High School. Came over to get the defensive play from the coach, and it was raining so hard we couldn't see each other.
Sounds like tonight. Third and six now from the 30-yard line. Showing blitz, and they're coming. Quick pop. Pass is complete out to the 35-yard line, and that is it. They look to be less than a yard shy. Faulkner makes the catch at the 35, but with 3:43 left to go, I think it's going to be fourth down and less than one from the 35, and they've got to go for it here.
They have to. You got to get the.
Do you ask for the measurement even here?
Well, if you could, I would. You want, now, see, they've just lost about 15, 18 seconds not getting a measurement. As bad as the field is and the lines and all that stuff, that ball's close enough to be measured.
The ball resting.
There are no hash
marks. 35.
There are no hash.
There were at one time.
Yeah.
Now it's a slip and slide between
rumor.
The 40s.
There was a rumor.
Let's go back to Ryan and Lee at the studios while we get the measurement. Gentlemen, any big score taking place in your world right now in the control room there?
Well, guys, Reedy has kind of blown their game open. Two long touchdown passes to Jay Sean Norris, and the Silver Knights now have a 24-3 lead over Bexley. Mikey Canning just scored another touchdown run for Newark Catholic, and they lead Northridge 38-9 in that one. The big one going on right now that is kind of being a blowout now is Columbus Academy is taking advantage of a lot of Grandview turnovers. That game is 42-21 now.
Wow. And here, Horvath, 13 carries, 58 yards, 2 of 9 passing. Bears, 21 for 89 and a touchdown. But for the Sales, they are short. It is fourth down, less than one, 3:28 left to go. Stallions still sitting on three timeouts. Watterson is two remaining. They need a half yard from the tight set on the keeper. And Velasquez just powers his way across the 35-yard line and gets the first down. All right, the question is, Larry, with 3:16 left to go, do they have enough time to drive the field?
Well, they don't have enough time to drive the field. They're going to have to hit a pass in here. They're going to have to get some big play to get them down inside the 30-ish, 35-yard line so they can at least attempt to score.
Sam Oliver checks in at linebacker.
They need a little more urgency, though, getting the plays in.
First and 10 for the 37, 3:05 and ticking left in this one. Two wide to the bottom, one to the top, a wing to the bottom. Velasquez wants to throw over the top. Hillary's got it. Backs his way across midfield down to the 48-yard line. Made sure he corralled that. You know, Larry, he kind of caught the ball and then brought it to his body. And now Hillary is down as he tried to get to his feet. He could not get back up. And he's down at the 47-yard line. The clock reads 2:55 left to go, and they'll take an injury timeout as they attend to Hillary down there. Of course, a young man that we know pretty well. We covered his dad back when he played up in Westerville North, to Carter Hillary, making catch number 26 on the season. And now he's sitting up right now at the 47-yard line, 6 feet, 180. Good hands against Lancaster. He had a 70-yard touchdown catch. For DeSales again, 5-4. Coming into play tonight, they were 10th in Division 3, Region 11. They were hoping for a lot of things to happen. Larry, they needed a few things to go the right way for them to make it into that top eight. And one of the main conditions was for them to win this contest right here tonight.
They had to win. I mean, if they won, they had a chance.
And the other things they were hoping for on their board, it said, go Lancaster, go Terre Haute North, go Wheeling Park, go Chillicothe, and go Nelsonville.
Wow.
Don't need them all, but they need a few of those things. Ryan and Lee, back to you again for a couple more scores. What's going on?
Well, guys, we're starting to get some games that have gone final here. Dublin Kaufman finishes their year at 9-1. They shut out Upper Arlington tonight, 17-0. Hilliard Bradley also gets a shutout, 49-0. They beat Delaware. And then a couple CCL teams have gone final. How about this score, guys? Hartley, 6. St. Charles, 3. That game is over, and Reedy has won 24-3 over Bexley.
6-3, Hartley beat St. Charles.
Here we go. First and 10 to Sales from the 48 of Watterson. 2:46 left to go. Hillary off the field now. Velasquez wants to throw, slings it, and throws it behind the intended receiver. I think that's Karras. Or is that Faulkner? We'll wait until he turns around at the 38-yard line. The pass was thrown just a little behind him, so it'll be second down. And actually, that was Cerrone, the intended receiver.
Well, you know, if he catches it, he walks in the end zone because the defender fell down. There was nobody left. So.
And is it just Joey tonight in the weather? But he is kind of slinging the football. He's not actually throwing it. He's kind of doing it almost like a hand grenade toss.
You're throwing pies is what you're doing. You're pie throwing. You can't grip the ball.
Second and 10 from inside the 49-yard line. Velasquez will keep, gets it inside the 45, takes it to the 40, pushes the pile down, and has enough for the first down. And got to think of a couple of guys for the Martin J. Mitchell Award. Horvath, 13 carries, 58 yards. Baird, 21 for 89 and a touchdown. I think it's too early to call right now. This election is too close. We don't have any hanging chats, but we've got a hanging hag right now at the Hagley Field. First and 10. Velasquez lost the handle, scoops it up, tries to make something out of nothing, and will get positive yardage out of this. Gets it down to the 35-yard line, and Larry, that was sheer will on that play.
I think the Sails will burn a timeout here. Maybe not.
Down to 2:10 left to go.
Wow.
Second down at 7 from the 35. Next snap will come under 2 minutes. Wide receiver stretching, trying to get the mud out of their socks and their cleats as well, too. They go with two wide to the bottom in the gray, what used to be white uniforms. Velasquez will readjust his running back to his left. Joey pushes ball, trying to get through the hole, and ball kind of ran into him. He got to the 34-yard line. Let's see if they burn a timeout now with 1:40 left to go. And now 1:38 left to go, and a timeout is taken by the Sails. We'll take a break, too. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get $7,000 off MSRP on a new Jeep Cherokee during Jeep Adventure Days, or up to $10,000 off the all-new Ram 1500 during Ram Power Days. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
So, guys, Hilliard Derby still leads 13-11. Scioto just missed a 22-yard field goal off of the post late in that one. And also, Walnut Ridge has a 28-0 lead over Independence.
They had 2 seconds of the clock to go from 138 to 140. Velasquez now, 27 carries, 157 yards, 2 touchdowns, 6 of 9 passing for 15 yards. Here we go. It is third down. It is 7. It is the 35-yard line. 1:40 left to go. Waterson leads 21-14. Two wide to the bottom. One to the top. One back in the backfield. Velasquez wants to throw on third down. Looks. Guns pass is incomplete. Across the middle. Looking for Karras. And now it has come down to a fourth down play for DeSales with 1:37 left to go. Do you contemplate another timeout just to make sure everybody's on the same page?
Well, I think they're going to, just because they need to make sure they get this right play, because they got a third and a long, long 6, short 7. And this is the play of the season for both of these teams.
The Sails needs the first down to stay alive. They burn a timeout. 1:37 left to go. That is their second timeout. Lee and Ryan back at the studios of AMA 20. Any updates on anything else, gentlemen?
Well, guys, just talking about that Academy-Grandview game, Columbus Academy has outscored Grandview here in the second half, 35-7 to get that 42-21 lead. Newark Catholic still leading. And last we got here, guys, they're less than 3 minutes to go in the game. Fisher Catholic and Rosecrans are tied at 22. Of course, Fisher Catholic needing to get that win to get into the postseason. So we'll watch that one here as we go down to the end. But the Irish, 22-22 with Rosecrans now late in that one.
Larry, you need 7 on fourth down. Do you think only 7 here, or do you go deep?
Well, I got to believe they're going to take their quarterback and sprint him out and give him a chance to run pass option here. And if Cerrone can get deep here, he's got single coverage down here at the bottom. You might see Cerrone take a stop and go. Anything to change direction for the defender, you might get an easy one.
Velasquez rolling to his right. Looking, throwing, and the pass
is incomplete.
Inside the 28-yard line, and Watterson will get it back with 1:31 left to go. And DeSales can only stop it one more time. And, gentlemen, we have to contemplate a Martin J. Mitchell Insurance player of the game.
Well,
is it Bear? Is it Horvath? There are some of the numbers.
That's tough.
Let's go with Bear. Martin gets the deciding vote. 21 carries, 89 yards, and a touchdown.
Sounds like a winner to me.
And now Watterson will watch DeSales stop the clock, probably with their final timeout, with 1:31 left to go. And for the Stallions, oh so close. Let's see if they go into the victory formation here. Remember, DeSales does have one of their three timeouts remaining. And DeSales, indeed, they'll put their deep man 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. A high snap to Horvath and takes the knee. Why do you even risk a shotgun snap when you know you can snap under center? That's kind of surprising. So they take the knee, and now DeSales will burn their third and final timeout with 1:25 left to go. Ryan and Lee are getting ready for the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com. And Ryan, you have an update.
Yeah, Randy, we just told you about that Fisher Catholic score, how it was tied. They had less than a minute in the game. Colin McCready just hit a 26-yard field goal, putting Fisher Catholic up 25-22. So less than a minute left, and the Irish have the lead.
All right, we'll keep track of that game and other contests as well, too, as Larry and Martin are heading down to the field to present the trophy. I think it's going to go to Mr. Bear. Martin got the deciding vote tonight, so we'll see what happens with 1:25 left in this one. For Watterson, a chance to move to 5-5, and what a job Brian Kennedy has done in these two seasons, rebuilding this program. And when you take a look at it, it's a team that historically didn't throw touchdown passes, but my goodness, they are throwing them this year. This is a team that's averaging nearly 300 yards total offense, 200 of that through the air. But tonight, was the weather an equalizer? I don't know, because DeSales likes to run the ball. And we look at the numbers, Watterson does like to throw the ball. But tonight, Watterson and DeSales slugging it out. And twice we've seen DeSales in the last 3 weeks. And it's been one play that's been the difference. It was a turnover against Hartley. And again, one play here. And the right side of the line left early for Watterson. It looks like it's going to be a false start on the offense with 1:25 left. A defender crossed the line, but after I saw the right tackle leave early. Oh, they're calling unsportsmanlike against DeSales, so they must have done something to cause that to happen. Lonnie Freeman with the call, unsportsmanlike conduct against DeSales. So that will mark the ball 15 yards further upfield and also give Watterson a first down. And as Larry would say, we can put the dog in the truck now, right? I hate that phrase, but Larry would say it. To the 46-yard line they go. First and 10, Eagles from their own 46. And the rain has not dampened the spirits of the Eagle faithful here along the near sidelines. They're dancing along the fence here and in the stands. Umbrellas are popping up and shaking left and right. Larry, you're down on the field now already with Martin, I understand?
Well, it's a mud hole down here. I'm sorry. If you wanted to start a compost pile, this would be a great place to do it because it is just an absolute mud hole.
First and 10 from the 46-yard line. As Brian Kennedy will be the guest with Larry at the end of this contest.
I'm pretty sure, though, that Watterson doesn't care. They're pretty jubilant down here right now.
I think they'll do slip and slides in this after the game, in fact.
They might. They can't get any muddier.
Larry, my question again, Horvath is going to get the snap. And again, the shotgun snap goes over the head. It's a free ball. Why? That's my question. Why are you doing the shotgun snap when you can be under center instead?
Well,
you're the coach.
Yeah, I would be under center for sure. Or I might just trying to roll the darn thing back and fall on it like it's a Virginia ham. I mean, come on, you just got to cover the ball up. The only thing you can do now is lose this thing. You can't win it. It's already won. You just can't do something silly like snap it over their head.
Like they just did. So now the ball is back at the 38-yard line. A great save by that. Who is the deep man back there for Watterson?
Audino.
It is? All right. So now Horvath is under center. He will take a knee rapidly with 40 seconds left to go. And if they get the set for play before 25 seconds, they'll have to snap it one more time. I think that's the wise choice there, is to go ahead and go under center. And they're going to take their time. They're going to switch the football. They're going to mark it for play. And they're waiting to under 25. And they don't have to do it. No more snaps are needed. And Watterson will get the victory in this one. They set it for play with 23 kicks. Assistant coaches going crazy along the sidelines for Watterson as they get to the 500 mark, and DeSales will slide to that same record as well, too.
You know this game means a lot when you see tears of joy from the coaches. I got coaches and players, kids falling down on the ground. I'm probably going to get hurt.
Several students without shirts on out there, male, I should add, dancing around at the 45-yard line, and Larry's going to try to work his way onto the field and get a hold of Brian Kennedy right now.
Yeah.
As the handshakes have begun, the student section is already poured out of the field. So, congratulations to Watterson as they get the win, 21-14 in this one. You know, it's ironic, close games tonight in the CCL. We heard about Hartley surviving St. Charles over at Walt Plank, and now this one, 21-14. Larry is looking for Brian Kennedy right now as he stands out there with Martin J. Mitchell with the Mitch. And we'll see what happens here. And what a contest it has been as they get the victory. And Larry Wolf is working his way out, trying to get a hold of Brian Kennedy. Brian Kennedy, and there's the sliding.
I see him.
The sliding has begun on the field now.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it, Larry. That slide was about 3 feet from you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but he started 25 feet from me. That's the problem.
Larry is working his way out to Brian Kennedy right now to get a chance to talk to the head coach of the Eagles as they get the victory in this one, 21-14. Larry has disappeared into the mosh pit right now. You can hear him trying to hunt him down. Brian with a stocking cap working his way actually away from Larry. Larry is now in the huddle of Eagles as well, too. And Larry, if you're near him, you can take it away.
I can't hear a word you're saying because they're making some doggone much noise down here. And we've got a lot of static because of the rain, but it's a jubilant bunch of Eagles here tonight. I mean, this is what a rivalry game is supposed to be. You're supposed to leave it all out here. There's supposed to be tears of joy. You know, and in typical Watterson sales fashion, it was a Donnybrook from the opening kickoff all the way through the last tick. Even the last snap went over the quarterback's head. So,
well, the sales has won 6 of the last 9 and 5 straight. They've met in the playoffs as well 3 times in 04, 08, and 09.
Right.
And tonight it goes to Watterson as they get the victory in this one, 21-14. And I know you're down there with Martin J. Mitchell as well, too. He gets to share the ambiance and the experience, too, of what it's like. And, Larry, we can hear the huddle a little bit, too. If you want to hold the mic closer to the crew over there, we can hear some of the excitement and the joy from the Eagles.
They just had their team prayer, and I'll tell you what, they deserve this win. You know, we've had them twice this year, and both of the games have been incredibly inspirational victories for the Watterson Eagles.
All right, Larry's going to try to get a hold of Brian Kennedy right now. He gets another hug and works his way over eventually.
Him.
All right, let's go to Larry Wolf right now and the head coach of the Eagles.
Hugs all around for Coach Kennedy. We've had you twice this year.
I know, you guys are good luck.
And both games have been inspirational games. Talk about this rivalry a little bit.
I mean, this is the greatest rivalry in Ohio. I mean, I've played in it, I've coached in it. I mean, this is what it's all about. Week 10, it's all about.
All right, so the last snap that went over the head, what were you thinking?
We got to go under center. Holy moly, he's telling me he can't go under center, it's too wet. And then that happens, man. But, what? Hey, we got it, we're good.
Well, your Martin J. Mitchell Award winner tonight is Tommy Bear. He rushed for 89 yards in this slop. And this is Martin J. Mitchell right here to present the award to you so that you can give it to Tommy. What a great victory for the Eagles, though.
Oh, man, this is a great way to send the seniors off here at historic Hagley Field, man. We love it.
You get the 5-5, and who recovers the last fumble? A guy that wasn't supposed to play, a senior, Audino.
That's right. No, that was great.
Well, congratulations on a victorious season. 5-5, you're turning this baby
around.
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Larry, see if you and Martin can get a picture with Mr. Bear. He accepts the award as well, too, if you'll stay down on the field there.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Agency, Tommy Bear, good hands player of the game.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Here he is right here.
Gentlemen, congratulations. And take a picture, Larry, if you've got your phone down there.
I don't. Oh, I do.
There you go. Find your finger somewhere. And we'll take a break. 21-14, Watterson pulls off the upset. We'll take a break. The postgame show will continue one more time. on the CCL Game of the Week. Presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
My Joey loves to ask me questions about when I was 7. I think it's so he can be sure that he'll be like me when he's my age. He just wants to check that he's on the right track. Dad, was your favorite color blue? Yes, Joey. Did you play ninjas? Of course, I am one. Did you kill squirrels when you were 7? Like, Joey, you killed a squirrel? Never mind, Dad. One time he stopped me and asked, Dad, how do you remember when you were 7? I don't know, I said. How do you remember yesterday? And he said, I don't remember yesterday. Christian, you have a right to forget about yesterday. You can always start over, and your past mistakes never have to determine your future direction. If you miss that point, you just miss the point of the cross. And St. Paul, who used to hunt down Christians to have them killed, but ended up penning most of the New Testament, wrote, anyone in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Welcome back one final time to historic Hagley Field as Watterson pulls off the upset tonight in the muck, 21-14. The final, Randy Reinhardt alongside Larry Wolf. And Larry, either you're sweating or indeed it is raining again, but I want to get your final thoughts about this game.
Well, obviously the inability for either team to really play football tonight. I mean, tonight was basically back and forth, pushing guys around and mucking up the field because it is a muddy mess out there. I mean, it's hard to even stand up out there. But I have to give a lot of props to this Washington Eagle team. They're 4-5 and they're playing for nothing but a 5-5 record. And they came out and they acted like it was the seventh game of the World Series or the Super Bowl. They played their hearts out, as did the Sales. As did the Sales. But I'm telling you what, you got to give them some credit. They took the ball down and scored. After the big mistake to start the second half, they regrouped and they got the win. I mean, 21-14, great win for the Eagles.
We had just about 400 yards total offense combined with the two schools here in this game tonight. DeSales 210 in total offense, 195 rushing, 15 passing. Watterson 199, 140 on the ground, 59 in the air. 11 first downs to 15. Watterson wins that category. Penalties 8 for 85 against DeSales, 5 for 25 for Watterson. DeSales with two turnovers in this contest. Watterson played error-free football in this game. 21-14 the final, and the last touchdown, the big one, Horvath takes it in 1 yard out, 10 plays, 85 yards, 5.5 off the clock. Fort Camp with the extra point, that was the difference maker. Larry, so that kind of solidifies where we will be. Next week we'll be at Bishop Hartley to start the playoffs. Should be a lot of fun to see the Hawks. They had a close one tonight with St. Charles, but got the victory, so it'll be fun to watch the Hawks as they sail into the second season. Any final words?
I'm sure St. Charles did the same thing to Hartley that Watterson did to the Sales. They came out and played it like it was the most important game of their year, and for Watterson, it turned out to be. It's a great victory for the Eagles.
Well, thank you for your work during the regular season, but our job is not done. I will see you next Friday night at Hartley.
At the Hawk Dome.
We'll see Greg Savaldi there and Scott Rex. Ryan and Lee standing by next up with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan and Lee have the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up until 11 o'clock. Final score for the final time, 21-14, Watterson's victorious in this contest. Both teams 5-5 at the end of the regular season. I'll say it one final time. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. AMA 20, good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for round one of the playoffs. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the Week 10 scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Do you feel called to a career in ministry? Continue your faith journey as you pursue a master's degree in theology at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. ODU's Theology Master's Program will prepare you to serve in various roles within the Diocese of Columbus, including as a pastoral associate, director of parish schools, youth or campus minister, and high school religion teacher. And you can earn your master's by attending class just once a week. Get started now at ohiodominican.edu/theology.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get up to $14,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Ford F-150, or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Explorer or Escape. You choose. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 in Lancaster at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of scandal.